Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Episode 2924 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alden of AJ and Hunter, and welcome. Now, this weekend, you don't have to waste it doing nothing. JobSearch.community, I've got video courses, books, and guides to help you with your search. You can use your time effectively. Luxuriate over my interview courses. Find out about different ways to get job leads. There's a lot there that can help you. Again, go to jobsearch.community, become an Insider Plus member, an Insider Premium member, or there are other options there as well. So again, jobsearch.community. Today's show is one where I want to get you focused on the right thing when you get that call about an interview. Hope you find this helpful. Please share this show on LinkedIn. In particular, people are out there looking. They're making this mistake. You may be making this mistake. And when you hit yourself on the head as a wake-up call, this will be useful to you. Hope you find this helpful, and I'll be back in just one moment. I want to teach you an important rule about salary negotiation, the one that all the other rules don't matter unless you follow this. You see, a lot of you get focused on the money early on. Like, you find out about the job, you hear what the salary is, you start going, ooh, it'll pay 100 to 125, for example, on a base plus bonus. Ooh, I'm going to get $125,000. But you forget one thing. And the one thing you forget is you got to make them fall in love with you. You get fixated on the money. You know, it's the carrot that's out in front of you. I'll use my watch. See, it's the carrot that's out in front of you. And you start going, ow, ow. But the problem is you're doing nothing to prepare yourself for your interviews. You're doing nothing to get ready for that time where you're going to step out onto the stage and sing the big song in the play. So your big job, before getting a job, is to make them fall in love. Because after all, unless you make them fall in love, no money, no honey. At the end of the day, you go home and you go, hey, I didn't get the job. It's all their fault. And you start blaming other people when it's really your fault. So work at making them like you. Work at preparing for your interviews. Work at getting your resume ready to even get the interview. Just, there's work to do. Start doing it and don't start dreaming and thinking ahead. Just take it one step at a time. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.